The South African pop singer Malatini led the Zulu music group Malatini and the Mahotela Queens from 1964 to 1997. He died on July 29th at the age of 62. Music critic Milo Miles has this tribute.
Simon Nkabinde was known as Mahlatini, the Lion of Soweto, because his huge bass vocals sounded primordial, straight from the earth. He was unusual for a pop singer in Africa, where many cultures feature male voices that are light and high, sometimes amazingly so. Mahlatini's tone became so low and resonant when he was a young teen that he was thought to be possessed by a supernatural spirit. Fortunately for his career, South Africa had a rich tradition of harmony singing, derived in part from Christian choirs. Mahlatini started out performing at weddings, but in the middle 1960s he was caught up in the formation of the music known as umbakanga. This was an urban dance sound with many sources, performed by electric bands, the South African equivalent of rock and soul. Mahlatini became a star when he joined forces with a group of women singers called the Mahotela Queens. There were other bass men known as groaners, but Mahlatini was more than a tonal contrast. He danced, high-kicked, and roared behind the swirling, chirping queens. In his leopard-skin vest and white fur leggings, he became a pop vision of an African chief. Umbakanga went out of fashion in the 70s, but rebounded with Paul Simon's Graceland and the anthology called The Indestructible Beat of Soweto. By the late 1980s, Mahlatini, the Mahotela Queens, and their backup band led by saxophonist Wes Nkosi had never sounded stronger. The group's last couple albums are a bit forgettable, but their best work is historic. Mahlatini belonged in the company of larger-than-life He-Man singers like Big Joe Turner, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Wilson Pickett, and Otis Redding. This is not just because they shared potent voices and gruff phrasing, but because the confidence and pride in their singing defied racism and second-class citizenship. Mahlatini fought the white oppressors in South Africa just by praising himself. When he sang, apartheid vanished.
Milo Miles is music editor for Rock.com.